Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I actually visited my brother in Chile, and we climbed up a volcano in Chile, and it was this amazing volcano, Villarrica. Climb up to the top, and you literally look down inside the volcano, and you can see like magma bursting and splashing, and I think I was probably a teenager, and I think when I came down off the volcano, I talked to my mum, and I was like, She remembers this. I can't really remember, but apparently I turned to her and said, I want to do this every day. It was just such an awesome experience. We slid down the volcano on our bums because there was snow on it, and it was just such a cool day.
You can hear the passion in Ben's voice. He's into volcanoes. He thinks they're really cool, and he wants to share this excitement. And that's still the case. But during the last 4 years, he's also been reflecting on this a lot.
My work and the way I communicate about volcanoes took a big turn kind of around Fakari.
White Island, Fakari, violently erupted on the 9th of December 2019.
I've been working there for years. I love that volcano, right?
Ben had been studying Fakari for over a decade and had visited the island many times. In December 2019, 47 people were on the island at the time of the eruption. 22 died, and survivors have been left with severe injuries.
I knew people who were involved. I had a friend who sadly died. And so I had to completely rethink the way I communicate. Also, even my relationship with volcanoes a little bit. My responsibility as a scientist. So that was a big kind of change of pace for me. And it still is something that I'm trying to balance, that natural excitement and enthusiasm with, okay, these are real hazards. They affect people's lives. As scientists, we have a responsibility to do better.
Now his communication goals center around engaging communities that live near volcanoes so that they can understand the hazards and think about managing this uncertain risk of volcanic eruptions. He's part of a big GNS science-led project called Beneath the Waves, which aims to learn more about Fakari and Tuhua, Mare Island, in the Bay of Plenty. Ben's focus is on the communication and outreach side of things. And he and his students have been collaborating with Te Kura o Te Pāroa in Whakatāne.
We are trying to co-develop games with the tamariki and with the teachers, and games that will be fun to play. They'll bring back that kind of excitement about science and about volcanoes. And some of these games are card games, and hopefully we'll get to a little demonstration of those later, and computer games as well. And I've got research students working on what are the best types of games and the best ways to co-develop games with students. There's lots of fun research questions about how you can learn science through games.
And are the games focused on the volcanic science side of things or the hazard risk side of things, or a mixture of both?
A mixture of both. So we have a series of learning goals that we co-developed with the Kura. And some of those learning goals we translate through interactions with scientists. Some of them we translate with the games. And there may be games around preparedness for volcanic events. There may be games about just understanding how volcanoes work. There's a whole series of, and you'll see, we've got this range of games. And they're a lot of fun. There might just be games about, hey, anyone can grow up and be a scientist, or scientists are actually kind of fun and nice people, not weird old white dudes in lab coats. So, yeah, whole range of games, whole range of learning goals.
To find out more, we're off to the HIT lab, the Human Interface Technology Lab in the Faculty of Engineering. The lab's aim is to develop ways to support people in everyday life with advanced technologies such as virtual reality, augmented reality, and immersive game design.
We've got a lot of different people doing a lot of different things, from hands-on board games to the opposite spectrum of very digitalized VR games.
Yeah, I saw a great collection of board games down the other end of the
room,
actually, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we are all very much into our games here. That's, I guess, why we're studying it.
This is PhD student Kieran Wall. He's been working with Ben to develop games around volcano hazards and preparedness. And he proudly shows me the one in his hands.
So this is 5-Minute Volcano. It is based off 5-Minute Dungeon by Wiggles3D, which is a great game. And so I started it in my master's about 2 years ago. And so this is what we'll be doing today, is the sort of final prototype before we can get it professionally printed.
We're about to give it a go. But in order to properly test this prototype, you need some discerning and experienced game players. And Ben has recruited two. I hand the mics over so they can interview each other.
So what's your name?
Liam.
Hi, Liam. How old are you?
11.
Yeah, are you excited to play this 5-Minute Volcano game?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
What's your name?
My name's Noah.
How old are you?
I'm 13.
What do you know about volcanoes?
They're old and they have lots of tubes inside them.
Before Liam can make me redundant, I grab my microphones back. The group is completed with two other players. Callan Gilstrom, who's a participant in the Science Teaching Leadership Program through the Royal Society. He's halfway through a placement in the Geology Department. And research assistant Mari Barbarix, who's been working on some of the volcano-themed computer games. Kieran explains the rules as everybody picks their character.
I'm the volcanologist.
I'm an old man.
You're going to be...
The Mori Elder.
Okay, cool. I want to be...
Cards get turned over in the middle that identify a problem and have color-coded icons on them, like a book, an evacuation sign, a talking head. The group then have to match the icons with cards in their hands to solve the problem, whether it's research, teaching, or informing someone. Removing an obstacle, like a tree blocking a road, or defeating the volcanic hazards, the Tanifa, things such as tsunami or lava or ashfall. And importantly, they have to work as a team to do this.
You know, this is to learn about volcanoes and how to manage hazards and how to deal with the risk of volcanoes. So it's all about people working together in a community in order to manage the hazards associated with different volcanoes.
Yeah, because if you look at the different characters you're playing as well, some of these people you would never expect. Like if Maddie turns over her card, one of the very important people are literally kids. They are very important as the teachers, as the elders, as the scientists. So in 2004, a 10-year-old English schoolgirl, Tilly Smith, she had learnt about tsunamis in England. So they never get tsunamis, but she had learnt about them. And then in 2004, during Boxing Day, there was the devastating Indian Ocean tsunami. And with that tsunami, it ended up killing around 250,000 people. But Tilly Smith saw the warning signs of a tsunami, told her parents, and then they were able to evacuate the entire beach in Thailand, I think. And this 10-year-old girl ended up saving over 100 lives from an event that devastated everywhere else. So kids are incredibly important in these scenarios, even though a lot of people tend to forget that.
Okay, so as a team, do we have to work through all of that stack of...
all of that stack.
Yellow and black cards, yep. Kind of hazard cards.
And we have 5 minutes to do so.
Yep.
Wow.
So...
Okay.
Should we start the chaos?
3, 2, 1, go. Discard all three cards.
go.
Make a tiny fire.
Okay.
I can help with evacuation, purple.
I gotta leave.
I've got to research.
You guys need to hurry because you've only got 2.5 minutes. Tanifa, landslide. 3 blues.
Lost
or an obstacle.
Research.
Blues. Who's got a blue?
Who's got a blue?
That's a blue.
That's a blue.
Yes.
Okay, pause time.
Pausing
okay,
time, pause yeah. Time. Good. Just over a minute left.
So we're going to work out how we can get a yellow.
Need some lots of books, we need some books.
Draw three cards from your discard pile. Guys, go, go, go.
Two more books.
10 seconds, 2 minutes.
Five, four, three, two, one.
It's hectic and fast-paced. There's no time to get into details about the hazards, but that's not the point, as Kieran explains.
Really, through like research as well as what I found with the school, when it comes to, especially when working with kids, very often they need that sort of foundational knowledge before they play a game, because again, a game, especially this one, it's not designed to replace any learning techniques, like learning from a book, learning from a teacher. The thing is, it's there to enhance or to sort of encourage that learning. Mm. So, yeah.
Just reinforce it.
Yeah, mm. Yeah. And so another thing that we've also been working with the school and now working with Kellen on is working with sort of a teacher's guide, or a way that teachers can sort of integrate that into their lesson plans.
It's not worked out this time for the team, but Liam and Noah are into it.
What did you guys think?
It was fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It got a bit hectic there at the end. I think the stop time card came just in time.
We needed yellows.
So do you want to play again?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm, okay, well, that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm. All right. 3, 2, 1. Tanifa.
It comes down once more to a nail-biting finish. A stop time card is played with not much left on the clock.
You have 6 seconds.
Okay.
Yes, I've got one red. So okay, so let's call a card that we need.
Okay, as soon as you play. You play red.
That yellow counts as two to have one yellow?
Yes, we got
okay,
one.
Okay, we can do it. We can do it.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go. Okay.
Bam.
Is that enough?
Yes.
Yes, because this one counts as two.
We did it.
For Liam and Noah, there's one clear takeaway, both for the game and real life.
Always be aware that things can happen and volcanoes can erupt and they can cause big damage. You just got to be aware that it's always a possibility.
Ko klerken kanana ho te kaiho tu o tēne hōtaka i āwhina mai a Phil Vine rawa ko Ellen Rikers. Sound engineering was by Steve Birch. And Tim Watkin is executive producer of podcasts and series at RNZ. If you want to get in touch, you can email us at ourchangingworld@rnz.co.nz. Tēnā koe I whakarongo mai. Thanks so much for listening. Ko klerken kanana ho. Have a great week. Kia pai, te wiki.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.